A new study by the Upjohn Institute for Employment Research shows some positive effects on test scores from Kalamazoo County Ready 4s. Upjohn Institute economist Tim Bardick prepared the study, and he is here with us. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for inviting me, Gordon.
We should note up front here, you're also a board member of Kalamazoo County Ready 4s.
I've served on the board of KC Ready 4 since its inception, and I was part of the committee that helped plan the overall organization. So I've been involved with it, but I tried very hard to do an objective evaluation of where the program's at.
And let's step back a little bit and explain about what KC Ready 4s is trying to do in the area.
Well, it's trying to provide universal access to pre-K. Not a requirement that anyone go to pre-K, but to make it the case that regardless of your income, that any family with a four-year-old in Kalamazoo County will have access to a high-quality pre-K program of at least a half day for a school year at age four. And it's doing that by, one, providing training to a wide variety of private pre-K providers to try to upgrade their quality. And it's also providing tuition assistance on a sliding fee scale to over 100 children per year right now, based on availability of funds. And, you know, hopefully the program, in conjunction with the various public pre-K programs such as Head Start or the state's Great Start Readiness Program, will in the subsequent years be able to expand sufficiently that, in fact, quality pre-K is available for all families in Kalamazoo County.
So when you did this study, what were you trying to get at in terms of the impact of KC Ready 4s?
Well, since the program has only just started, we can only look at short-term impacts. So what the study looks at is short-term impact on test scores entering kindergarten. And we look at a variety of test scores, both academic and behavior, math, vocabulary, various literacy skills. And we look at that using both pre-test, when kids are entering preschool, entering the program KC Ready 4s, and post-test, when the graduates of the program, the KC Ready 4s preschool program, are entering kindergarten. And what the study finds is effects on the academic test scores, particularly the math scores, that I think people would view as large. And large, of course, is a subjective term. What do you mean by large? For example, in percentile terms, there are at least 19 percentiles or more. So that if a child would have been performing at the 31st percentile, 31% of the kids below, 69% above, they'd move up 19 percentiles to the 50th percentile, the median. I think most parents would say that's pretty large if you were told your kid had moved up 19 percentiles. And if you look about how that corresponds to how much kids would typically learn at age four without preschool, we're talking about an increase of learning that's at least 50% greater than they would otherwise learn during the preschool year.
Now, reading from your study, it does say the estimates have some limitations. I am examining a new program that is still changing with a small sample size. So how do we weigh that with what you tell us are some pretty impressive test score improvements?
Well, I mean, there's some uncertainty in the as there is in any study with a limited sample size. But in this particular case, we only have a couple hundred kids. However, the results are pretty consistent with what we found from other preschool studies. In other words, the magnitude of the effects, they tend to be, for this program, towards the high end of what we found in previous studies of high-quality preschool programs. But they're within the range of what we've seen. So we found effects similar to this in preschool programs in Tulsa, in Chicago, in Boston. Many state programs, we found similar size effects for Michigan's Great Start Readiness Program. We found similar effects in West Virginia, South Carolina. It's not as if this is one isolated study finding that high-quality preschool makes a difference. It fits into an overall research literature that finds that high-quality preschool makes a difference.
You say that the test score effects are large enough to predict important percentage increases in future earnings. Explain that connection.
Well, there are some studies that look at what are the causal effects of higher kindergarten test scores on earnings. And in fact, they find pretty consistent results. Higher kindergarten test scores, holding other characteristics of the individual and their family constant, predict higher earnings. And in fact, the test score effects that I find would be predicted to increase adult earnings by about 10%. And given how much people earn over their lifetime, we're talking about increasing earnings that would be tens of thousands of dollars if you added up over your entire working career. So that indicates a pretty favorable benefit-cost ratio we'd predict for the program. Simply from its effects on earnings, we would predict that the benefits in terms of increased earnings would significantly exceed the cost of the program. The program provides tuition assistance, which averages less than $4,500 per child. And here it's predicted to produce future earnings effects of tens of thousands of dollars. That's a pretty favorable economic benefit cost ratio. Now, these are predicted effects, but they are based on what we know from this study are the short-term test score effects. And as I said, it's consistent with previous research, which I think adds credence to the results.
In order to get a true handle, though, on what this is providing for kids, don't we have to see some testing the fifth grade, the eighth grade? I mean, isn't this a multi-year thing to
really sure. I think that, and in fact, KCR84s intends to do follow-up studies. We want to know, we should want to know. I think citizens of Kalamazoo County should want to know, well, what is the program doing to MEEP scores, whether kids pass the MEEP in third and fourth, fifth grade? What is it doing to special education assignment? We know from some previous studies that high-quality preschool sometimes saves quite a bit of public money from reducing the need for special education assignments, which can be quite costly. What effect will it have eventually on high school graduation? What effect will it have on college attendance? What effect will it actually have on adult earnings? I'm predicting the program will have effect on adult earnings, but it would be nice to actually observe that. On the other hand, from a policy point of view, we can't necessarily wait around before doing anything until we get those results. I mean, if we were doing that, then we wouldn't do anything until we had waited 20 years or 30 years to see what the effects of the program are. Now, we have done that for some preschool programs, such as the Perry Preschool Program in Ypsilanti, Michigan. We found strong adult earnings effects of preschool, both in the Perry study, in the Aberson-Arian study in North Carolina, and in a study of Chicago's preschool program. We have found in very well-done studies that high-quality preschool not only increases short-term test scores, but also increases adult earnings and reduces dropouts, reduces crime rates, has a wide variety of effects on the whole life course of an individual.
So what are the public policy implications then of a study like this one showing that there are some very strong benefits, at least in the short term?
Well, I think it adds to the research literature on showing benefits of preschool program if the programs are high quality. I think it also adds in particular to the benefits, to the increasing evidence that preschool not only benefits kids from low-income families, but also benefits kids from working class and middle class families. I mean, we have some pretty good studies both in Tulsa and in Boston that show that pre-K programs that include working class and middle class families show some strong evidence of effects on test scores for the middle class kids, not just the low income kids. And I think you see that also in the KCR84's results, because KCR84's there are a lot of low-income kids that are benefiting from KCR84s. There are also working-class and middle-class kids who are benefiting from KCR84s. And the reason why preschool can benefit middle-class kids is that even for working-class and middle-class families with a little bit more money than the poor, it's hard to afford a high-quality preschool program when you reckon with the reality that a high-quality preschool program can cost $4,500 a year for a half-day program. That's a pretty hefty fee for someone paying, even if they have a middle-class standard of living. I mean, if you have several kids, how do you pay for that for a half-day? Then you got to find the wraparound care and pay for that. And then you have your other kids. What do you do for them? If we really want to have broader access to high-quality pre-K, we need to not only think about how we help the poor, but also think about how we broaden the benefits to help working class and middle class families. They can maybe afford to pay some percentage of the cost, but it will be difficult for them to afford the full cost.
As you write about the background of Casey Ready Fours, you also write about Kalamazoo's history with education, including the Kalamazoo school case, which goes back to 1874, up to and including the Kalamazoo Promise. Does that background in some way, and it may be tough to quantify in a study, but does that background in some way likely boost some of these results that we're seeing?
I don't know if it affects the kids. Obviously, the kids aren't aware of the history. I think it does boost community support for programs like this. I think there's a long tradition in Kalamazoo of thinking about education as not being simply something that benefits the individual, but also providing broad public benefits, that if we invest in education, it benefits the entire community by you create a better workforce, better citizens. You create an economic environment with greater economic growth. And I think that's been something that people in Kalamazoo have believed for a long time in supporting free public high schools and supporting, well, in trying to attract Western Michigan University here. Kalamazoo bid to get WMU here, back when it was the normal school, but it bid to get what eventually became WMU here, the Kalamazoo Promise, and many other things. And I think that helps increase community support for endeavors like this, and it may increase parental support for programs like this. I mean, it may be that because of that tradition, there are more families interested in improving education than might otherwise be.
I want to ask you one last thing about methodology, and that is just the idea of testing kids at this young an age. Is there some good literature, some good research out there that shows that you can accurately test kids who are 4 or 5 years old and get a good gauge of the effect?
Yes, because we're not, I mean, people don't understand, we're not sitting kids down in front of a computer and giving them a 3-hour test. What we have is we have a trained, friendly person administering the test. The tests are pretty short. Lots of them involve pictures. They're like games you're playing with the kid. You know, so the tests don't last that long. You know, so people need to understand that we're not spending hours and hours testing kids till they're sick of school. We're doing some very short assessments that just get at, you know, what is the child's vocabulary? What pictures can they identify with appropriate words? What, you know, do they know what sound a letter makes? Can they solve some really simple math problems? So we're not imposing some ridiculous testing regime on kids. We're just doing some really short assessments, and we're just trying to get at the idea, what kind of school readiness do they have on some of these very basic things that actually, you know, parents, you know, work with kids on these things. I mean, most parents will spend some time working with kids, and you read your kid and you ask them what sound this is, or you might do something with counting things and counting games. And, you know, so I think that these tests have been shown to be consistent. If you give a similar test to the kid a week later, you'll get similar results. These are tests that as kids age, their scores improve. And then if you do interventions such as preschool or other kinds of interventions, interventions improving nutrition, health, whatever, a variety of things improve these test scores. So, and as I said, these test scores also predict future results. We find that these test scores will help predict things like adult earnings. So I think that the test scores, the tests of this type, are meaningful. They're measuring something meaningful that matters to families and also matters to what happens to kids as they grow up and become adults.
Okay. Anything else we should know?
No, I can't think of anything in particular. I mean, as I said, I think this is early evidence, but it provides good early evidence that a program that a lot of private individuals and foundations in this community have supported, Casey Ready Fours, is at this early stage providing strong test score gains for children from a wide variety of income groups. And I think the issue for the community is, how do we expand these programs that we know will help a wide variety of kids and will also help the broader community by improving our workforce over time?
Tim Bartik, thank you for your time.
Thank you.